Something happened to him, laying in all those hospital beds, struggling to recover his movement, learning to have the discipline of gratitude because at least he had lived when so many others had died, that made it possible for him to identify with other people. So that no matter how hard you fought or how much you disagreed, you didn't want to dehumanize people to the point where when it came right down to it, you couldn't join hands with them and do what had to be done to keep going forward. That is the essence of the tests we all face today. You look at the people of all, the faces of all those young people who committed murders in Paris, and you realize that they had been swayed in a very different direction. To believe there at the very beginning of their lives there was somehow more glory in a premature death that claimed the lives of anonymous innocent people than there was in getting up and going to work the next day and trying to learn something useful and use it to change other people's lives.